Started today, we're at the Daniel Town Council meeting, September 13th, 2021. We'd like to excuse Chip tonight, he's hunting. So that sounds like a better time to dab than. He's excused tonight. That takes us item number one, public comment. Any public comment tonight for members of the council? Anything that doesn't appear on the agenda, if we have any public comment, that's what this time is reserved for. I know we did have some questions about the orange paint on the road. So we're in the middle of upgrade, fixing some holes in the roof, so that went out for bid, that's what the orange paint is. If anybody asks, that's what that's about. You'll see it up and down, all over actually.
So the ruts that were up on the top of just a little built road on 3000 that were down on the side where the irrigation company had their soil and wasn't compacted.
The mud?
The mud.
The mud ruts?
The mud ruts, so I took my skister and went up there and smoothed everything out. Some people would get stuck.
I've seen people stuck.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John, for doing that.
Like it. You like it. Anything else tonight? Good, okay. We will move on. Okay, second item is discussion, possible approval of a zone change, MD Associates. Mark's here tonight. You want to add anything before we? Want to bring these folks up to speed?
Just like we sent over that deed restriction to council for your review and that's about it, I guess. Yeah, just trying to move things along.
Okay, so I forwarded that deed restriction out to members of the council. And I believe it's in their packet. Also, I didn't know if everybody had a chance to review that. If there's any comments, is that legal at this point right now? We haven't heard back from our legal team regarding that. Did anybody have any comments on that deed restriction or this project?
Well, unless something comes back negative from the legal department, then that's all we're waiting for to see if the.
Yeah, they were looking at that. The applicant had that drafted. And so there was a couple items I had on it, but it went to legal. They're in the process of reviewing that. There was a couple of things you want me to just start as we go through this? Okay. All right. Are you okay over there? Is there anything else you want to add before we?
No, Dan, this is part, you should be here in a couple of minutes, but I'll take notes.
Okay. All right. I've gotten in here backwards, so I'll start on page one. Okay, the first one is A, Grander is under contract. So to do a zone change, we need the owner of the property to apply for that zone change.
Okay.
Just as a side note there.
We just got that finalized Friday.
Did you?
The partnership entity.
Okay, yeah. Super.
We figured there would be some boilerplate info with that being addressed.
Okay. Right. And then I go down to agreement one, A, and approximately 50% of the property. I think we need to put Southern in there and identify what part of the 50%. It's obvious to us, but it's probably not to somebody else.
Yeah, the clarification I think is on exhibit B where it does show and mark the Southern part, but we can certainly add the word Southern.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just kind of clarifies that. Okay, and then over to two, 2A, grantee shall approve the rezone of the entire property. And I think that needs to be finalized, the rezone of the entire property.
Okay, what's the timing on that again?
That will really be up to, well, we have it at legal, so. Once the agreement's in place, everything's been done, then, I mean, it should be
finalized.
Yeah, because everything we've done is all preliminary on everything that was up to this point.
Subject to the city's legal counsel.
Yeah. Okay. And then B, I can't even have B in this because we don't own any of the existing sewer or water in that section. So there's no way we can grant access.
And I don't have it in front of me. Does B imply, in other words?
I'll just read it.
Yeah.
Grantor shall have access to all existing sewer and water infrastructure as well as all utility lines, easements, which service or benefit the property as of date of this agreement. Grantee agrees to provide any additional infrastructure for utilities that is needed for grantor to develop the property pursuant to Exhibit B in the event that such infrastructure is not currently in place. Again, the town doesn't own that infrastructure over there, and we surely can't grant you access.
Understood, yeah. I think legal probably just took the leeway on that to say, hey.
Yeah.
We could grant you access to town utilities, but it wouldn't go very much.
It's going to go a little bit pricier, a little bit further away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So all of B, it was just,
You're not the owner, you can't, yeah, that makes sense.
Right, right, we don't have that. So those are just a couple things that I was looking at. I think that we need to address the field maintenance on the part that is not being developed, because we don't want to just create a weed patch. So I think that we need to speak to that and have it in the agreement.
So for example, I know in our subdivision we have lots that are undeveloped. You probably need to plow it every so often to maintain the weeds or...
Right, that's what we don't want to end up with is a weed patch, whether you lease that out for hay or you whatever you do with it. We just don't want to sit and idle. Being a violating our weed ordinance.
Yeah, what is the, just out of more of a curiosity, do you have a height restriction on weeds?
No, we have a restriction on 37 weeds. So that would be part of your development. You'll have a weed plan that'll be part of your development that you'll submit with it. And that everybody that builds a house in the town submits that. Whether that's spraying, whatever your weed plan is, we go through Quentin Lewis at the county, and he develops those weed plans that goes with the property just so everybody's up to up on it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So far we haven't had to go in and spray, but the county reserves the right to do that and then bill the property through the taxes for that. So I think that needs to be addressed in here too. And then again, legal is still illegal. He hasn't talked to me at all about that. Is there anything else, council, that...
Did you come up with these without the attorney weighing in yet?
Or yes.
There could be more.
There could be more, yeah. The attorney is illegal, so they're reviewing.
And could we get a copy of who you selected as council or their contact information?
Oh, sure.
Yep.
I don't have their card, Ryan. Do you happen to have?
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else on? Okay. I don't think we'll need a motion tonight. It's just a work in progress. As we get through this, we'll hear back from legal any day. If you guys have anything else that you want to talk to council about, I guess the other thing that we're going to need is that application with the owner.
Where can I find that?
So that the application's on the website, or you can get it TNO.
What's the name of the application?
It will be a zone map change.
So we just update the name of the buying entity on that. So I think we submitted that earlier, didn't we, with the last time council meeting?
So the application that I have in my packet here is for concept, commercial concept. I don't have a zone change application.
Okay.
So it was that same application, but further up there's a map change, zone map change.
So it's called the zone map application.
Zone map change.
Zone map change application.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and it's right on there, so again, Ryan will, and it's on the website, under forms.
Okay.
If you hit forms, it'll come right up there in that. Okay, is there anything else, council? Okay? Did anybody else have any changes on that?
No.
Okay.
Until we get back from council.
Till we get back from legal, okay. All right. That takes us to item number three, and that's possible approval of conditional use for the Bush Family Farm. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, if you missed signing in on the roll, would you please? Okay, so the Bush Family Farm has gone through planning. It is legal now. I do have a couple of copies. If I'm going to keep my red line because that's what I use for reference. What up, Dad?
Aren't these the same?
They should have been the same. They're just not in your packet.
We've already seen them. Yeah, I have that here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that is illegal also. We've done some changes to that. The LF applicant agreed to the red lines, the changes which are incorporated in your copies there.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, they can look at them over there. So it's pretty much done except for what legal has to do unless there's something else. Planning went through it, looked at the uses. Everything else that they're doing there is a use within the RA5 zone. So the education part was the only thing that needed the conditional use. The conditional use runs with the property, doesn't go with the applicant, so stays with that property. So if they sell and move, that stays with the property. It's not moving around town. So. Okay.
And that was going to be looked at every year, correct?
Yes. So that was subject to legal and a yearly review if complaints are received. And so that's basically what we do with our licenses too, the same thing. If a complaint's received, then we look at it. Otherwise, it's pretty boilerplate getting through. We did receive some input at the last meeting from some neighbors that were positive for it. So. Any questions, updates? Okay, as soon as I get that back from legal, I will email you. I'll be better about emailing everything. And I will send you a lot more stuff. I don't send it to you to critique it. I send it to you for information. Okay?
Great.
A lot of this is just administrative stuff that you haven't seen prior, but I think at this point you'll be starting to see a lot more. And sorry for that. Okay. That takes us to item number four, business licenses. Mary?
LJC Construction is new, and Lane is here to address council.
Any questions for Lane?
Tell them what you do.
Nope, I just general contractor, but I don't do any like new construction other than floors and things like that in their construction, but just a home office basically. And
your first name is Lane?
Yes.
And your last name is?
Clyde.
Lane Clyde. It's nice to meet you. I'm Mary Duggan.
Nice to meet you guys.
John Gudowski, Stephanie Grady.
Oh, I'm Eric.
I know Eric. I know Scott. I know Todd and Jill.
Might as well keep going. Lynn Chinderly? Ryan Taylor? Sheriff Price, you know her.
Yeah, I know her.
So Lane, how many employees will you be having go in and out of your
business? I have one employee. He also lives with me.
Okay.
This is my son-in-law.
Okay.
So that's about it.
So will you be storing lots of materials on your property or
equipment? No, not a lot of materials on the property, no.
just due to a company truck or?
Personal company.
Okay.
It's all the same.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business for?
Oh, geez. Long time. I do work in California, Oakley, Camas, Salt Lake, all over the place.
And you're located on Little Sweden Road, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't work in
Neighbors.
You're vouching for us?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds good.
He is licensed with the state of Utah.
Yep.
And so he's just picking up a license because he's due to do some work in the town.
Yeah, I got a basement finished that we're gonna start as soon as everything's approved, so. Which is just around the corner on Big Hollow. The plans have been in for submittal approval and stuff to finish the basement for him.
Well, we need lots of work people, so that's awesome. I really appreciate it.
I'd like to make a motion to approve LG or LJC Construction for business license in the town of Daniel.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote. Let's do roll call.
Stephanie, aye.
John Pulaski, aye.
Mary, aye.
Eric, aye. Thank you.
Okay, renewals. Tender Touch Massage, Heber Valley Storage, thanks. Out West Special Gear and Apparel, and Splash and Bounce. And I'm not aware of any complaints.
Any complaints, Eric?
No complaints on those licenses.
Where's Out West Official Gear and Apparel? Where is that?
So they also have a tax service. They're out on Crazy Acres. It's Randy and Mary Ellen Upton. So I think this is their third renewal. Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Heber Valley Storage? Is that the one on 40?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to renew Tender Touch Massage, Heber Valley Storage, Out West Official Gear and Apparel, Splash and Bounce, and, Splash and Bounce. It scratched last one, sorry. Okay. For renewal for the business license.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Stephanie, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Very good. We good, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mary, do you have an idea of how many business licenses we have?
So this one that we just issued is like 66, but there have been some that have gone out of business or deceased, so I'm not 100% sure where we are right now.
Okay.
60
or so.
Yeah, I'm sure probably 55, 60 at least.
Pretty good. Okay, that takes us to item number 5, council reports and updates.
I don't have any updates on the airport. There is an interlocal meeting that's what I'm looking up right now next week.
23rd.
This is just, yes, Wednesday, September 22nd at 6:30, and it is both in person and online now.
For the in person's at Heber, right?
It is at the Heber City Council Chambers. I think it's important to go. I haven't seen the agenda yet.
They're still building up.
Okay. I think that I'll go.
They're going to discuss airport issues, so I think.
Oh, good. I should go.
We will be interested in it.
Yeah.
And if you do have agenda items, just get them to Dustin and he'll get them on there.
Okay.
They've been good about putting everything on, but know if you put it on there, you have to present.
Okay, I'm not ready to present anything. I'll go listen next week and take notes.
Don't let us sneak up on you, but. Okay.
That's all that I have.
Very Attorney, do you have any?
I do, I just have, I just wanted to let everyone know that the Wasatch Taxpayers Association has pointed out that, of course, we're almost into tax season, and we've pointed out that there is at least a third of our county that hasn't been reassessed for 10 years or more. So Daniel has been, as you're all aware, and so the Taxpayers Association now is prodding, trying to get that process.
And maybe it all comes out.
Moved up so that we can all, you know, be on equity, but it's gonna take time to happen, but that's what's going on. And I'd like to remind everybody that if you're going to appeal your property taxes, that has to be turned in by the 15th, so that's Wednesday.
The 14th, like this 14th?
Like tomorrow?
The 15th.
Oh, Wednesday.
Okay.
And it goes to the county clerk's office.
Wednesday.
So I have.
John, you already gave yours, huh?
Yep.
Got her done.
I just have a couple of little items. I do, because it is tax season, I did print off, again, I have the town's 2011 and 2018 tax from the county, the entire county, so all the municipalities that are on there should be enough to go all the way.
We need an update on that stuff.
We do. So you can see that we're down 10,000 just from 11 to 18 on our portion of the taxes. So when we was talking about the taxes and how they haven't been adjusted in so long, that's what it did to us, because we held our aid. Our taxes actually went down from 2008, $10,000 less, because we didn't hold the rate. We came down with the value, so.
That's already changed.
So that's just something you just, because you'll be getting questions. It's an election year, people want to know things. So if you get asked, there's just a little bit of information for that. Okay, the second item I want to make you aware of is we're going to have, there's some excavation going on Daniel Road. You've probably all been bouncing through the bones.
Yeah, my car's broke.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
My steering, yeah. Who do I call?
Heber City. So that's Heber City's. They've annexed that property. They're making run the power underground. And all the utilities will go underground on that. So they'll be digging all the way across the road. They've called in a blue stake for that to bury the power, because the overhead power now has to go underground over to the poles, and it'll service the Waltons. They split those between the houses. So on every property line, they'll be going across the road with buried power. So we make them put the asphalt back a lot faster than Heber City. So. It's going to stay, unfortunately, it's going to stay that way for a little bit.
Hopefully they'll compact it a little better than Daniel Irrigation did on their job.
Yeah, maybe. But I wanted you to be aware of that. This is a copy of the email that I sent to him, and I've only got 5 copies of that. Are we still in that back? You can write the packet. Sorry, man. Wrong side of it. So that's the email I sent out. These are the two blue stakes, so that you can see what we get. This is one of those two, and then this is another one. That's the information that we get when he calls in a blue stake, just so that you can see what comes across, just for your information. It's all for. So you will see them digging across the road shortly. I've requested that they notify TO or me, well actually Ryan or me, so that we're able to be on site when they cross our water line to make sure the bedding gets back and our utilities are protected. So that's our request.
We've heard anything more from Daniel Irrigation on the past jobs they've done that have sunk down and created dips?
I'm not aware of anything. Have you heard anything, Ryan?
I reached out to them for a couple issues, and no. I should specify, I reached out to their contractor.
Oh, okay.
I haven't reached out to Daniel Irrigation.
Do we have some bad spots that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, still going down 3,000, you hit them. Isn't that by Ranch?
Well, it's west of Ranch. Yeah. They're marked. I mean, it's there.
They're marked.
Well, I saw that, yeah, that they were marked with
okay,
tape.
So,
yeah.
So the one that's going across on, what is that?
It's like seven, between 6 and 7 or something. I don't know.
So the one that's marked, they're on 3,000 South?
Yeah.
That's the arc that. That is the town's water line that went across there. We stubbed that when we ran the main line back.
8 years ago.
Like 8 years ago. And so, yeah, that one is marked out to be fixed. Okay. We're going to cut that out and fix that one.
And the one on Ranch Drive was fixed.
Okay, good.
I'm not aware of any other.
I can walk it again. I know they're supposed to be seeding this fall, and we've got an issue with getting the storm drain at Tempe U uncovered. It got buried. It wasn't. We need to raise it, but it got buried after the project, and it wasn't buried before the project.
Okay, so we haven't signed off on that project. Yeah, we did.
Discussion for the, there's no, we haven't signed off on it, but it's a point of debate.
Okay, all right. It's a contentious issue. All right. What is it? Okay, thank you. Okay, the other update is I have received a letter from Kip Turner. We know that, and Mary also, resigned their positions. We'll be going into closed session tonight to discuss that and see what we're going to do moving forward. So we'll go into closed session and also for legal tonight because we have an order written back on the Reeder case. So we'll be reviewing that order and our next steps on the legal on that end. Okay. I think that was it for the updates. Okay, we have Daniel Municipal Water.
Sorry. everything is going good. I have had, I don't know how many calls saying that, asking if I'm, well, letting me know I'm quitting at the end of the month. I didn't know I was, but I let them know how false information is being drug everywhere, so, and let them know what's not happening. So,
well, was there a note about Mary in the water bill? I don't have a water bill, so.
Yes, there was a note about Mary. There was a thing, a thank you for Gary, his services, and there was a thank you for Val Davis's services. But there was also a note saying that we are looking for someone to hire for the water. And then there was a thing for Mary saying that that job is also available because that's the only way, I mean, we have had people say that they wanted information and not everybody in the town gets that. And so, but I talked to the mayor and he told me to just put it on there. The mayor's resigning was just, it was too late. So I can, and that's nothing that the town people can do anyways until election time. So, but yeah, Mary's thing was on there. But I think everything in the water is doing well. We've been doing good. I've been really thankful that Eric has his license and knows what to do because I've, you know, until we get somebody up there, I really can't go do things. And he's having to take his Sundays and go up and do rakes and chlorine things and, you know, and the stuff that, and he's really went up and took major care of the, that needed to be done with the care of the center, you know. So, but the customers seem to, everything I think is going fine. We had one customer ask, what did they want the council? I forgot their paper.
Pete?
Yeah.
He wrote on his note that he wishes the council would just do per gallon charge instead of the flat rate and then overcharges. They just want per gallon from the get-go. So that makes it hard to get our bonds and pay those back because we set that rate so we could pay that bond, if you remember it. So that makes it tough. It's a good idea.
There are some entities going to zero for the base rate, 0 gallons. So we have our base rate, we use so many gallons, and then we have charge above that, as you said. There's a number of cities that have gone to zero or like a very small amount, 1,000 gallons for that base rate. And so it's almost what you're saying. You know, almost what he's asking for is maintain the base rate that you pay more pretty much every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was just one person, let's see, I did do readings and it worked out. It ran a little longer because I had to call the master meter because we was having problems getting it hooked back up on the computer, you know, downloading. And then I found out after 3 hours of sitting online with him that it's Polaris's problem. So then I called Polaris and sat on another phone with them for another 3 hours as they were trying to figure out why the data's there and it's not being downloaded in. But then they finally got it worked out. And so I'm hoping that we can get this down. But I think it took us 8 hours. I have never drove so slow in the town in my life.
Is that just reading the meters? That's not including your technical difficulties?
No, that was including getting it to where they would have it for me to put on. So that's not including anything for the secretary's job, you know, that I would get. It was everything that Gary and them would bring to me and say, here you go.
So just the reading.
We was physically in the car for a little over 4 hours doing the reads. And we did have some that didn't read. We went back, caught a few of those, but we do have, in fact, Gary, I talked to him today, and we have the church is a 1.5 or 2 inch meter, we're not sure which. But we have the new guts for that, and that's going to be installed in there, so we will be able to read that one. And the little rock house across from the church, we put a new meter in, and it's not reading either. So that new meter, we have to talk to the guys that sold us the meter about the warranty on that. So
do we have all the ones, the warranty meters replaced, the ones that we have warranty?
Yes. This church and the school.
Yeah.
And then now they'll have to replace that other one. But yeah, the church and the school are still down, but they are coming up to do that. So
that'll have us up on board with all the meters that we know of. So we have a couple of lids that are cracked and a couple other things that we got to deal with before winter. But
yeah.
I go up once a week and clean the screens, check the pumps, make sure the tank's up, make sure the chlorine's doing everything, all this is what it's supposed to be doing. I did do a herbicide application up there. Pretty deep, so I did do that. I think we're looking pretty good, though. I mean, that water system is pretty awesome. So it runs. It'll turn on and it'll run for a day and a half to fill the tank. So we have it set at 15 that fills to 20, and so it takes a day and a half to fill that up, and then it comes back down. Our springs are producing 103 gallons a minute, and so that will go out the overflow when the pump's not running. And then that will turn on. So it just depends on demand, how fast the tank goes down. Then that will kick on, and then it runs for a day and a half. Because everybody knows with the pump, that's what wears it out, starting and going. So.
And you haven't seen any differences with the drought this year?
It's down a little bit, but not much. I mean, I'm surprised. I am so surprised.
Yeah, anything over 100, I would say, is pretty normal.
Okay.
We've seen it down to 97, 98 before.
That's
was
really cool,
when
okay.
We were kind of in a drought before. That was starting to get alarming. Usually it's at 120, 130 would be more normal.
Okay.
So it's definitely on the low end. It's on the low end of normal, but it's
okay.
not scary
not
yet.
Critical. Okay.
And then we have the well that is available, which is why we drilled it knowing that someday we'd have a drought and the springs would not produce enough.
I'll do a little snow dance.
And Eric took his whole week off and did that. So we, you know, don't get. So he took his time off of work. He took a vacation for a whole week and dealt with getting the thing going. So But other than that, I think everything's going good. Like I said, everything seems to be, those that are over seem to pay, so they don't have a problem with it. And it's the same with Storm Haven.
Did anybody bring their iPads tonight? We're looking at, this is the new, this is our old chlorine meter.
Okay.
We have a meeting up there Wednesday morning. We're looking at a new chlorine meter. This one is in failure mode.
Okay.
And so we are in manual mode right now. Ryan will be up there with us, right?
Yes.
Wednesday.
So you're meeting with the manufacturer?
And then, no, we're meeting with another distributor. We can't find anybody that will work on this.
Okay.
So they're back east a lot, but we can't find them here. So that's a little bit tough.
And Gary's been really good with helping get, you know, things set up, because he was working with the people. So he's been, you know,
yeah, he's been providing information to us. It's been good. I thought I had a thing here of the spring. I'll bet it's on my phone. Anyway, I took a picture of the springs and they're, and they're running out up in the slope, and that's where I go to clean the screens up in the top end. It's about 13 CFS up there, and that's a screen that we have to clean every week. So a couple of times it got missed prior, and it backs up and then runs out the door, makes a mess. I did go up and stake and mark the utilities that are above ground. Our snow remover contractor hit those. And it's broken a couple of those off. So I put 4-foot stakes on with flags as we head into winter so that nobody runs over those. Hopefully that they'll be okay.
Okay. Let's hope they're not, and the 4-foot stakes wasn't enough.
Yeah.
The camera systems are up and running up there. I mean, the alarm goes off when anybody goes in the building, you know, all that works. But back. I don't know, most of you probably haven't even seen what that looks like up there. Mary probably has, but.
I've been there. Thanks, Mary. I think with the new,
I say,
the new
that's
council.
That's the other problem, is we have a lot of people that go in there. How many keys are out? Because that's supposed to be kind of a fill. I mean, I know you have them and Amelia has them.
So, well, we
but
got
I mean,
permission
that's a,
to chip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's a fill, you know, supposed
we do,
to
we
be.
Do have a lot of people that, I mean, the log's different. So this is our SCADA screen. When you open it up, and it gives you level of tank, how much is running. And so that's the SCADA screen when you get inside. It's up there. But it's running good.
It's quite the system.
Yeah, it's an awesome little system. So. Okay.
No, I knew that.
Anything else for Daniel Municipal Water?
Nope.
Storm Haven?
Storm Haven's doing good too. Like I said, everything seems to be going well, and those that are overpaid. But that's, I think I have to send out disconnect for 3 of them, and they have taken care of, so I didn't have to do anything.
Okay. And we're into that critical area where we want to make sure they're paid up before we get into the winter months. Everybody current.
When do you stop reading again?
We don't stop reading. We read year round.
Okay.
There's other municipalities that don't read, but we've never done that. Might be a good time to look at it.
Might be.
Years ago, we read seasonally when we had to pull the lids and physically look. Since we've gone to the radio read, it's driving by as you can drive by.
That's what we talked about.
I think what we do is on the ones that don't read, in January, you know, don't necessarily get fixed until April, or
gotcha.
Now they get fixed.
Now it's coming back to me. I know that we had talked a little bit about it.
I believe we did that because winter water actually was a bigger issue for us for a few years. There was a lot of folks, they irrigate in the summer is high use, but we had a number of folks running hoses and other things in the winter. And so those overages and correcting that was one of the ways that we got the water use down, and also finding leaks.
Okay, we're still looking for a person to hire. So I know that it's out there, but we've had no application. Same thing with the clerk, I believe. No application, is that correct? So.
Okay.
That's where we're at. Okay.
if there was somebody of interest, who would I have them call?
Yeah, and that's...
For another week?
Yeah, for another week. So it's on the website. When you first open the website, that job description's there. And all the instructions, how to fill it out, where to go, and what to do. Okay?
Great.
Next item on the agenda is approval of council meeting minutes. Everybody had a chance to review those. Any corrections or additions?
The spelling of my name is incorrect.
I noticed that.
Only you would know.
Stickler about it.
Any other corrections or additions? Okay. Okay, entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the Daniel Town Council work meeting for August 2nd.
With the corrections of your name?
With the corrections of my name. I don't see anything else for the minutes of the Daniel Town Council work meeting on August 2nd. Do you want me to say that again? I'm sorry.
Nope.
Okay, John will second it. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the votes. Do roll calls, Steph.
Stephanie, aye.
John, aye.
Erin, nay.
Eric, aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, before we get into the next item on the agenda, and this goes right along with that, the recorder's office. Brian, you wanted to address the council regarding resolution for fees.
Yeah, so an email went out about fees and TO rates, and so it's been since 2019 we adopted the TO 2019 rates, and then we skipped the 2020 rates and the 2021 rates, and with the cost of living and other things, TO did an interim raise, and so this is the second one, so we missed three, and I got an email the other day that says I can't keep not raising, you know, I can't ignore very many more of those. So I have a couple handouts of what the current rates are and what the proposed rates are. It's not on the agenda, so we can't act on it this month, but I'd like to bring it up and then ask if we can have a resolution on next month's agenda to talk about rates. And so, much like our water discussions, just to show that we're not unique, when you don't raise rates for a long time, they get bigger than if you raise them annually, like we strongly recommend, and then they'll follow.
Ryan, I need one for the packet, please.
Sorry. Oh, here. Thank you. Over there. And so the rates are generally 11 to 17%. Some of them are a little bit higher. The largest one is almost 33%. That's a staff engineer that doesn't bill very much to the town, but he's been promoted from staff engineer to a project engineer. And so that's why that rate's gone up, is he's changed his billing classification.
Do all these people do work for us?
Yes, so I reduced it from the 200 something people to the people that have billed to us in the last year. So all of these people have billed. Most of them are myself, Abby, and Amelia. But the others will occasionally bill depending on the specific task.
Okay. But the three main ones are Abby, Amelia, and yourself?
Yes.
And I think Tabitha also now. She's been doing quite a bit with billing.
She has been doing more with Amelia, so I guess I would add Tabitha and Amelia.
Yeah. Would actually like to hire her to do everything because she's the cheapest one here.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I can't promise how long it'll take her, but we can, you know, we can replace me. I'm good with that.
I can't tell you, her response time is fast. When you tell Tabitha, she's right on it, so.
Thank you.
Okay, we will prepare a resolution because we have to do that by resolution with the taxpayer money, and we'll prepare that for our next meeting. And so this will be a 2021 rate, right? Correct?
Yes.
You want to go 2022? We're almost there.
So theoretically, in February of 2022, we'll have to talk again. And we'll see how on the ball I am. You can make it out in February and then in July when I haven't talked about it.
You get another email from your boss. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Do you want to talk about your bills this month?
So, because of the issue I just described, the invoices you received this month have the new rates on them. So my recommendation would be that you make a motion to hold those for this month.
They're not on this one. They're held for next month.
Then I guess you don't need to make a motion.
It's already done.
I stand corrected. I don't need to talk about them.
Okay. All right. So those new rates will show on the TO billing. You guys probably don't get a copy of this. You will have. I will send that out. You will get a copy of that. I will make sure you have a copy of that for next month, because that's next month's billing. So. Then you can, that's also another way to check and make see what's going on with in the town. So I will send that to you. Okay. Word to you, Mary.
Okay. Comcast office 10814, DNA half dozen office space 200. Smith and Harvickson, this is for August billing for Gebo's 14050. Adjudication 47, readers 1,073.50. July billing for readers 901, adjudication 47. Executech 375.70 for IT, express bill pay 89.54. And that's for September. August is 106.92. TO engineering for planning 3,437.15. Engineering 1,337.45. Wasatch Wave for Canvas certification, $55.50. Haroldson Public Meeting, $111. TNT Notice, $708.12. Sample Ballot, $189.62. Polaris for Software and Support, $500. Utah Department of Commerce, $551.61 for a total of $9,979.75. Public Works, we have hours for Shelley and Eric. And then payroll for council planning for a total of $19,047.13. Daniel Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge $60.75. Heber Light and Power $143.60. Chemtech Ford for Colliery $40. TO Engineering for Engineering $142.50. Sampling $140. Total $526.85. With payroll total $1,086.85. Storm Haven, Dominion Energy $908, Heber Light and Power $211.95, Chemtech Ford Radiologicals for $250, Collier at $40, SR Hansen for the inspection state report $400, TO Engineering for Engineering $134.35. Sampling $140, total $1,185.38, with payroll $1,435.38.
So I have a couple of questions. Ryan, the SR Hansen report, the state report, is that going to be a yearly thing?
Yes.
It is a yearly.
Every year, just on Storm Haven?
Yes.
Why?
Because the state requires that we have a certified, I can't remember what the certification is, and look at the tanks and the drain field and certify that it is still properly working.
Because septic of the age, system.
Yeah, so it's a septic system.
Not the water.
And because of the age of the system, they have us do that every year.
That's the septic. Okay, I didn't know about that. I just didn't realize what that was. And then the other thing, I don't see anything here about the election. We
haven't had anything yet.
Anything either from county or the printer?
No, nothing.
Did the bills all in November?
Well, might not use the same printer.
Well, we won't have to worry about that with the general, because we'll piggyback with the county for, so we'll be.
The RAP tax, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Okay, but we should probably find out what that's costing.
Yeah, he has not sent anything.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments on the warrants? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the warrants for approval for August 2021.
Okay, have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Mary seconds. Any discussion on motion? Seeing none, call for the vote. Roll call again. Stephanie?
Stephanie, aye.
John, aye.
Mary, aye.
Eric, aye. Oh, I was going to ask Ryan when I seen the Stonehaven. Are we to our year with the well yet where our sampling will go down? You may not know that.
Yes, I'll need to look at the sampling schedule exactly, but we get a list every year of what we have to do and when, and next year will be cheaper. Excuse me. With all new sources, they require a lot of additional testing the first few years to make sure that it starts clean and stays clean, and then they allow us to back off. So next year we will start backing down. I don't know if it's this quarter or next. I think it's next quarter. It's the earmark.
Okay.
One other question on that billing for Daniel Irrigation that we talked about last meeting. Where are we with that itemized?
I haven't. It was sent to you. I'll find it and send it again.
Okay.
So this is the inspection?
Yeah, so there was a request to itemize the invoice about what days and when we were out there.
Okay.
And that went out. I will find it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there any other thing that we need to attend to before we go into closed session? Anybody have anything?
I do.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Mary Snyder very much for all that you've done.
Thank you.
At this job, and publicly apologize for all the negative things that have been said to you or any of this other stuff. So we're sick about it. You shouldn't have had to go through that, nor anybody else that works for the town should have to go through that. So I publicly thank you for all you've done and for what you've had to put up with.
Thank you, John.
I second that.
Thank you very much. Okay, with that, I will entertain a motion to go into to leave regular session and go into closed session for legal and for administration, I guess.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second? Is there a second to go into closed session?
Yes, I second that.
Okay. Whatever.
All in favor?
Thank you. Very good.
I don't know anything about the negative stuff.
Thank you, folks, all for coming. It's good to see you out.